Cynicism is one of the most destructive attitudes we can hold as Christians, because it erodes trust, which Jesus says is so necessary to enter into all that he has for us. And then we start doubting God's word, and people too. It actually casts suspicion on everything. Because of our negative expectations, we can even start preempting how we think others will react towards us, imagining the outcome even before they've had a chance to speak to us. Well, Nathaniel, he nearly missed an encounter with Jesus. He nearly missed becoming a disciple because he was very cynical when he heard his brother thought that he'd found, you know, Jesus the Messiah from Nazareth. His immediate reaction was, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" But Jesus showed him very clearly that he understood his heart like no one else did. And Nathanael then became a devoted believer, attentive and eager to learn, having a new humility within. Well, actually, I remember an incident when I was being very cynical about a friend's possible reaction to something I wanted them to do. I thought they wouldn't want to. And so I was even imagining the peace of my mind I would give them after they'd said no. Well, as I was letting my imagination run away with me, God suddenly stopped me in my tracks with a thought that was so crystal clear it pulled me up short. He seemed to say, "You are slandering my child." "Slandering, Lord? What do you mean? I haven't even spoken to them yet." "No. And that's the point. You are preempting their response, and your expectations about them are so negative, you are maligning their character in your thoughts." I was shocked. Well, I felt convicted, and without further ado, I spoke to the person honestly, and to my amazement, they responded extremely positively. I'd been so wrong all the time. I'd allowed my past experiences to colour the way I was handling the situation, but to my detriment. We think we know it all, don't we? But let's be more willing to see that there may be a newer, more hopeful possibility to consider. The definition of hope is having a constant expectation of good. We can't be up all the time, but we can choose what we concentrate on and fill our minds with. I mean, there's a saying, you can let a bird fly over your head, but you don't have to let it nest in your hair, do you? But God wants us to overflow with hope. Like Tracy's dog, Goldie, who never gives up even when he's heard no. He's always expecting that we'll give him something good. Well, God promises that goodness and mercy will follow us, or the word actually means pursue us or even chase us, all the days of our lives. We need to drink in lovely things that stir our hearts, acts of kindness that inspire us, being thankful for people who love us. And that's why Paul urges us to dwell on all that is truly noble, praiseworthy and beautiful, allowing our minds and hearts to be filled with them. Complaining and grumbling seems to draw negative things towards us, but gratitude will conquer a cynical attitude. Do you like that? Gratitude will conquer a cynical attitude. Let's pray. Forgive me, Lord, when I live my life looking through the glasses of bad past experiences, which robs me of hope and true connectivity with you and with people you have put in my life. I want to become more trusting of your goodness and also learn to expect the best from others too, because this will help to bring out the true gold you have put in their lives. Lord, I need a renewing of my mind. Please help me through your wonderful Spirit so that my thinking lines up with yours, positive and hope-filled. Amen. Now, if there's someone in your life you find difficult, spend some time thinking about their good attributes. Yes, they do have some. And thank God for them and for who God is making them to be. Remember, God hasn't finished with any of us yet. We are all a work in progress. Listen to this song now. Think about these things.
Whatever is good, whatever is lovely, think about these things. The thoughts of your heart make you who you are. Won't you think about these things? For the words you speak inadvertently show what's going on deep inside. You may cover up who you really are. In the end, you just can't hide. The things you feed your mind upon will shape all you say. Often enough, you form habits that are part of you. And habits formed, whether good or bad, shape your character, who you will be. And from your character springs a lifestyle, and then a destiny. Everything you're choosing will pull you down or make you strong, because you're made in God's image, made for eternity. So don't make less of yourself, don't throw it away, the priceless life you've been. Your character, who you will be. And from your character springs a lifestyle and then a destiny. Yes, everything you're choosing will pull you down or make you strong, because you're made in God's image, made for eternity. eternity. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. Whatever is good, whatever is lovely, think about these things. The thoughts of your heart make you who you are. Won't you think about these things? Oh, fill your mind with lovely things. Open your heart to precious.